From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day's an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Frowned upon habits we allow our kids to have, but they're not really that bad.
Okay, so there was a survey.
Yes.
Quite a while ago, thousands of respondents, and the study found that parents now think they do better than their folks. It was about 2,000 parents, school-aged children, and over 70% believe themselves to be much better parents than their own folks. They believe it's harder to raise kids now. They say that to parent today, it's, you know, a lot of stuff that you have to think about that you didn't have to think about 30, 40 years ago.
True.
About 40% don't believe in strict bedtimes, and also about 40% don't make their kids stay at the dinner table until their plate is clean.
Mm-hmm.
And that more than a third of parents claim to never tell their children to go to their room.
Hmm.
So, this is not about, do you think you're a better parent than your parents? Because I think the situation is a lot difficult. I don't think I am a better parent.
Our parents had a hard time raising us in their generation. We have a hard time raising our kids in our generation.
Yeah.
As will our kids have in theirs. So, this is not about that.
No, not about that at all. But what we do think it comes down to is allowing certain things
mm-hmm.
that our parents did not allow that 20 or 30 years ago mm-hmm. would be deemed a bad habit
and vice
or a taboo.
Versa.
Yes, and vice versa, which like right now, it's like, it's fine. It really is fine. We wanted to chat about what are those bad habits, bad in little
inverted commas,
that you're okay with, that mm-hmm. would not have been okay with before. Because these are the things that in the secret life of motherhood, we mm-hmm. beat ourselves up about. Oh, my parents didn't do it this way. Is this why I'm having a hard time? No, it isn't. It's just because kids are little and it's difficult. Okay, that's
why.
Okay, so we thought we'd go through a few things. First one is in Afrikaans and the colored community, the busted community,
mm-hmm.
a big no-no is saying yay in yo. I had to be like, mama, can mama asseblief for my dit and dit bring?
Asseblief mama.
Asseblief mama.
Mama, sorry, het ek mama gesê. So it's a constant
mama, 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 yes. mama, mama, which I cannot deal with. They say it enough every day.
As it is. So what we sort of, and well, you and I, we allow our kids to say, mama, will you please help me with X, Y, and Z?
Yeah. Mama, sal jy asseblief vir my help?
Correct. So if they, in my case, one child, if he at least recognizes the authoritativeness in the situation once, sweet man, cool.
Mm.
It's cool. You don't have to call me mama 5 times in a sentence.
Yeah. No. No go for me. I hear it enough every single day. And interestingly, my kids stay with my parents every afternoon. They've got a very close relationship with my parents. And they're also like, oh, Marv, opa, Kanye. And my parents don't seem to give a shit. I question why that was a thing when I was growing up. But okay, clearly that's not a thing anymore.
It's because they learned it from their parents.
Yeah.
So anyway. Number two.
Talking about feelings or expressing your feelings, it takes time. Oh my gosh, it takes time. I'm feeling very sad and angry.
Mama, I've got big emotions right now. So do I, buddy. So do I.
So we're saying it in this way because that's how we all feel.
Yeah.
Come on, let's cop to it. But when we were children, it was very much, I'll give you something to cry about.
Have you ever said that to your kids?
I have.
I have once or twice, and I've cringed. I was like,
It hasn't been a lot.
Mm-mm.
It hasn't been multiple times, like many, many times, but
it's a special occasion kind of sentence. But the point is, we tend to talk to our kids like far more than we were spoken to. Nah?
Yeah.
And we tend to talk through their issues, their feelings, their meltdowns, all of that. We talk about it.
So, a practical example, when I pick up my children from my parents' place every afternoon, by 5 o'clock, they are tired, they are grumpy, they are just tapped out like I am.
Yeah.
And my youngest has a tendency to have a meltdown as soon as she gets into her car seat. Maybe it's a safe just space. Before sometimes. It's a safe... Oh, it's a safe space. So she has her little meltdown. And I just see my dad standing there when I'm trying to get her into her car seat. And she's crying about what her sister said and about what happened at 10 o'clock this morning. And about how she's feeling right now. And I'm just nodding. And I'm just like, hey, get it out so we can go. Because I know, you know, spanking and shouting and screaming and all of this stuff is not going to work. So I just let her get it out.
For that moment, no.
And I see him nodding. And I see him looking, and sometimes he'll say, forgive me, Dad. Sometimes he'll say, which I get in some cases, yes. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I am done now.
Yes.
But for the most part, just letting her get it out. On the way home, she's screaming at the top of her lungs. And I'm just like, it's fine, baby. I hear you are angry. I don't know if this is
when
encouraging bad behavior later in life. I don't know.
May or may not be. But when my son and I go through those like meltdown moments or big feeling moments, I really try and talk him through it. Okay? So I'm like, I hear you're angry. Dude, that's a normal feeling to have. Do you know how many times I get angry? You see, bud, the thing is, as a grown-up, when I get angry, I can throw my toys out of the cot, but it ain't going to bring me no good.
It's not going to change the situation.
It's not going to change it. So while I acknowledge your big feeling, let's work through it. We experience it. It's there. It's natural. It's normal. But how do we
find acceptance?
There we go. Okay. So it's not like I'm allowing my child to lose his shit left and right and center
and manipulate the situation. Yeah,
no, but we all have freaking feelings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that brings us to the next thing, is fussy eating. So fussy eating, when we were growing up,
you
was
ate
deemed
what you got. Klar.
If you don't eat what you get, you go hungry. In my case, I would say at least taste it. If you don't like it, that is fine. There are certain things. There are not very many things I don't like. But I get that you might not like these things. Mm. And if you don't want that as your whole dinner, there is bread. There is cereal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of other stuff that you can have. You will not have a cooked meal, but you will have something before you go to bed. If you tried it.
I'm not going to go out of my way to cook you a whole new roast chicken if you didn't like the roast pork. Sorry, bud. But I'm not going to make you sit there, finish it, and have a bad connotation to whatever I made you eat.
And you have to sit there until the entire dinner is done. In our house, now that I'm single parenting for a few months because my husband is working in another town. We don't even sit at the dinner table, although I value it when we sit together at a dinner table. I don't feel that it is necessary. And if they don't want to finish the whole plate, that is okay.
Look, because that also goes another way. Now I make my son dish up for himself so he can judge how hungry he is. Sure, if he's going to have like a spit of this and a spit of that, I'm going to be like, hey, I think your tummy is bigger than 2 spits. But if I dish up 5 spoonfuls of mashed potatoes, his stomach might not be big enough for that. So I'm not going to force him because that's eating disorder stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's clear to say, or it's safe to say, like the bottom line here is we're not going to force feed unhealthily.
Yes.
I'm just throwing unhealthily in there because...
That's a word.
That's a word.
Okay, so I told you so versus explaining why I said so. Another big thing. And I mean, yes, this BD. Yo.
It's one of those things I vowed to never say to my kid before I had him.
Have you?
Oh, so many times. So many times have I uttered those words. Because that's it.
So, I mean, this is something that we all grew up with, right? Was because I said so. And I find myself having to explain this so many times. My eldest, she wants to sit on the front. I don't know why kids want to sit in the front seat. But she wants to sit in the front seat when we drive home. And when I say every day.
Yeah.
I mean every day.
Single day.
Every single day. She's like, Mama, can I sit in front? I'm like, no, you can't. And then when she asks why, I said, you know why? And then she says, no, I don't.
I don't remember. Because kids' memories are wiped.
Overnight.
Yes.
Okay, so I explain it to her. It's not because I told you so. It is because there are very real consequences to this thing.
Yes.
And I think that's something our parents didn't do. And by no means are we slamming our parents. We're just saying these are things that we do that our parents would probably have said, well, that's not necessary. Why are you even bothering with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Again, different times, different situations.
Yeah. Soft drinks. Were you allowed soft drinks?
Hey?
Coca-Cola, Fanta, all of those things.
Dude, I think it was only when I turned 20 that I learned that there was something like cream soda. I didn't even know.
We only got those when we drove 12 hours to Windhoek.
That was daddy juice, by the way, in my house.
Yes. My best friend. We could have the little last dregs of Coca-Cola that was so flat and so horrible. We could have those. But other than that, we were never allowed to have Coca-Cola.
No.
But now, my kids are like, Mom, can you please get me some Coke? And I'm like,
how much do you want?
not exactly that. I'm not kidding. Sure if a doctor would, if there are any doctors listening, they're probably cringing.
Look.
But my gosh, I'm not going to police every single small thing my child drinks. And now they are actually at the point of saying, because I've said this, okay, Coca-Cola isn't the best thing for you. I think you should have some water. Now they say, Mom, can I first have some water and then just a little bit of Coke?
You see, so my son knows Coca-Cola is a weekend thing. My husband loves his Coca-Cola. But I only allow him to have it on the weekends because he's got a serious sweet tooth. So if I didn't police it, he would have it day in and day out. But it's not like Coca-Cola or juice. I'm too poor to afford juice on a daily basis. But it's not like those things are his main hydration consumption.
Yes.
Okay, so relax. A glass of Coke once every day of the week and it's fine.
Okay, so this next one, when we were growing up, we could watch Igoli, we could watch the Sunday night movie, whatever it was. Our parents didn't really care too much until someone was getting really intimate.
Mak to your oor.
That was pretty much the extent of it, right? Mak to your oor. And you were like, in between your eyes, what are they doing? Okay, so we actually shelter and shield our kids from that stuff. My kids, I do not watch television, my stories, until they are asleep, which is probably why I feel like I never get time for myself. But I don't watch anything that's not appropriate for a child.
Well, that begs the question, what do you watch? Because my staple watchingness is serial killer documentaries. Dexter, you know, CSI, Las Vegas. And that is not appropriate for a child.
No.
But do you know where my love started for CSI, Las Vegas?
That said, close your eyes.
When I was a child. So I watched it, but, and yeah, sure, it taught me facts of life. But still, I don't feel... But I think it's because I don't want to go through the hassle of having to explain what he's seeing. Like, I don't want to deal with the big feelings.
I want peace and quiet when I'm watching my series.
Yes.
Without anyone saying,
what did
Mama,
you just say?
Can you have my Coca-Cola, listen, please? I don't want that.
Or, what just happened? What did he say?
Yes.
I didn't hear that. Can you rewind? No.
But other than that, I really do. I mean, my kids have been watching the old Disney movies, and some of the things I'm like, not
that
inappropriate at all.
Very questionable.
So, I mean, we're bordering on helicopter parenting here, but one of the things that we don't do that our parents probably did was...
just watch what you watch.
Yeah. So what are the other things that you feel are deemed, probably by the generation before us, bad habits or bad things that we teach our children, that we allow our children, that really aren't such a big deal?
I want to direct you to our Facebook page, but I also just want to misdirect you to the howling sounds in the background.
I don't think anyone's going to hear it.
Oh, they can hear it. Oh. I guarantee you. They are not my dogs. Okay. We would love to hear your feedback.
Yes. Go to our Facebook page.
Yes. Please leave your comments there. Tell us what are the bad habits, we say that in inverted commas, that the previous generation would say, that's a bad habit, that's a bad thing you're doing. We would love to know.
Yeah. So leave it on our Facebook page. Also on Facebook, you will find the link to our WhatsApp group where we anonymously have you contribute to our various episodes. You'll get sneak peeks of upcoming episodes.
Mm.
And remember that you can share this podcast on Spotify and Apple Music as well as nova.com.na.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.